High school basketball is on the air. Sports Legends Museum of Delaware County, in association with DelcaHoops.com, is pleased to present tonight's high school basketball game.
Front rim no good, but nobody boxed him out, and Lindstrom on offensive board.
Good hustle underneath the basket, up for two.
Tonight's game is between the Penwood Patriots and the Chichester Eagles. Tonight's game is sponsored by the Sports Legends of Delaware County Museum, dedicated to preserving the history and memory of Delaware County sports legends in Radnor. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. Woodland Dental Associates, Dr. Goddick and Dr. Young, for all your dental needs. Berman's Health Shop, for all your vitamins, herbs, and supplements in Brookhaven. Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital. Think Rothman first. Run again, play again. The Inn at Swarthmore. Guest rooms, meeting space, and dining for breakfast, lunch, and dinner right in downtown Swarthmore. Here are today's announcers, the voices of Delaware County High School Basketball and DelcoHoops.com, Dave Berman, Mike Mayer, and Pete Fulginetti.
And today we are in southern Delaware County, very close to the Delaware, state of Delaware border. It is a big DelVal boys high school basketball game featuring the Chichester Eagles with a record of 6-3 against the Penwood Patriots from Lansdowne and Darby, along with the Yadin area of Delaware County. Penwood is 5-4. We're in Booth Win, as we mentioned. And Chichester High School, good basketball program, however, better known for their football, produced two national football leaguers, and I think I talked about this before the game with you guys.
Yes, you did.
And John Mobley is one, went to Kutztown from Chichester, and in the 90s won a couple of Super Bowls with John Elway at quarterback and the Denver Broncos. Back in the day, Pete Fulginetti, Billy White Shoes Johnson.
White Shoes Johnson. He graduated from Tri and spent his career right down the road here, 5 minutes, Widener University, and went right into the NFL and had a great career.
Today it is mentor versus protege. Chichester, long time. Actually, he's in his first year with Chi, the Eagles. It's Clyde Jones, head coach, 18 years total. He first was at Harriton 6 years, a record of 111-56 there. Penwood 10 years, 188-82. Took Penwood to back-to-back PIAA state finals, if you remember, gentlemen. 2009, they beat York. And 2010, lost to District 1 foe Plymouth White Marsh. And then last year, Clyde was at Girard College High School, a single-A school in Philly. 24-9, took them to the state finals before they lost to Kennedy Catholic out of Western Pennsylvania. First year here at Chichester. Clyde, the Glide Jones, 18th season. Penwood, and they are coached by Clyde's protege. You know what that is, Mike?
Yes, I do.
And it's a good word.
I can even spell it.
It's a P-R-O-T-E-G with apostrophe. Yep. Matt Linderman, and he's in year number two. Again, Penwood 5-4, Chichester 6-3. Junior varsity game, by the way, went to Penwood 58-50. Mayor.
I was afraid that was going to go into overtime. That actually was not a bad game. Penwood was leading, I think, at one point by 12 or so, and Chai came back and came within, I think, four, Pete, didn't they?
No, they had it down to three with a minute to go, and then Penwood pulled away.
And, of course, you know, one of my fears in broadcasting high school games, you know, high school gymnasiums are very busy places. And you know, you never get to a game, and that's the only thing going on. They got all sorts of things. So our varsity games are always preceded by a junior varsity game, a girls game, whatever. And so we're at the mercy of a game going into overtime. And I live in fear that we will get to a, you know, JV game and suddenly, you know, we're 15, 20, 30 minutes back because the game runs over. But tonight's game is unusually early, which we didn't realize when we booked it. So, but okay, it'll be on the archives. You missed it when we do live. Come back and listen to it on the archives. That's fine.
This is an old school gymnasium here at Chichester High in beautiful Booth Win. And you can see they have a lot of banners and a lot of sports.
And I would say that a sellout in this gym is about 150 people.
It has but they had the stands, a nice student section behind one of the baskets, none behind the other end, small in the middle, and nothing behind the benches here.
Right.
And we have a great view. We are right on the floor here. The Eagles against the Patriots, boys high school basketball, Del Valle League battle.
Dave, I want to ask you something. Is there any coincidence that we are doing the Eagles tonight, and in 48 hours, the Eagles, Philadelphia Eagles, will be playing?
Yes, and hopefully they'll end up meeting the Patriots in the Super Bowl.
There you go. It's all set up.
Well,
why should they play? It's already matched up.
I hate to dampen the enthusiasm here, guys.
Shut up.
Let's thank some of our sponsors. Without our advertisers, we cannot be doing these games here on the World Wide Web at DelcoHoops.com. It is Penwood. We're at Chichester here tonight, boys basketball. Dave Berman and the gang on DelcoHoops.com.
If you're a sports fan, you have to visit the Sports Legends of Delaware County Museum in Radnor. Two floors of spectacular sports memorabilia from some of the greatest names in Delaware County to ever play sports. Baseball, football, basketball, and more. On display at Delco's only sports museum, and admission is free. The museum is located at the Radnor Township Municipal Building in Radnor, Pennsylvania. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 4 and Saturday from 11 to 1:30. For more information, call 610-909-4919.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Once again, good afternoon. Yes, an afternoon broadcast of boys high school basketball on DelcoHoops.com. We're at Chichester in Boothwyn, Chi, and Penwood. Again, Clyde Jones, year number one here at Chichester, 18 overall for 10 years, coached at Penwood. So you talk about a guy that's got to be a little bit, even though he's been around basketball forever, Coach Jones, probably a little nervous.
Well, yeah, what I was going to say about high school coaching, and this is on all sports, you know, high school coaches are subject to the talent that they have in their schools. They spend a lot of time trying to get kids out for sports, particularly their sports. But the bottom line is when you see a guy or a lady who's coached for 10, 15, 20 years, and they've always had competitive teams, that's a heck of a good coach, because you don't know what you're going to wake up with from one year to the next, and you have no control over it. I mean, you know, some schools do some recruiting, but that's pretty rare and far between. So the bottom line is you're subject to your community. And I'll tell you, you know, I have nothing but respect for guys who can turn out a winning program, and that's why I know Ridley football had a tough year this year. And I thought, but how remarkable is that? We're talking about a 7-3 year is terrible. 6-4 year is awful. There are teams that would kill for a record like that.
Absolutely.
But that tells you the remarkableness of Ridley. And they've gone through some coaches, but they tend to manage to put a program together. And when you watch basketball, and I would say that both Chester and Lower Marion, you know, are having a difficult year this year so far. But the bottom line is the level of expectation is unbelievable, and it's even more unbelievable when you think about it's high school basketball. They don't get to choose their kids. They get whatever talent they get.
How about the win versus Strathaven the other night, beating Lower Marion for the first time since the early 2000s at the buzzer, Ryan Mars, 51-50. Unbelievable win for Coach Danny Spangler in his first year for Strathaven.
No doubt, and that's a game I would have never covered if you'd asked me to go. I said, why? What's, you know, they can't beat Lower Marion.
Yeah, Mike, remember we did the Strathaven back in early December. It was our first game. It was a Saturday afternoon.
I remember it well because I had to call it.
Yeah, you had to call it.
It was awful.
But at that time, we both said, boy, Strathaven's going to really struggle this year. They really lack an outside shooter. They just lack that. And then since we haven't covered them since then, they beat Lower Marion. So obviously that program there has really picked it up since December.
Well, that's the beauty of high school sports in general, certainly basketball. And we talked about it during the Strathaven game.
You said what we see in December, we won't see in late January.
Yeah, it's amazing. And you now till the playoffs, we will see some pretty terrific basketball. And then the playoffs will be absolutely remarkable.
So it's Penwood here in Chichester here tonight. Penwood lost a lot of guys, 10 seniors off last year's team that went to the state tournament before getting knocked out in 6A. They're 6A, the biggest school division. Lost to Williamsport in the first round. Chichester is 5A, again, under first year head coach for them, 18th overall, Clyde Jones, 329 wins, 150 losses in the 18 season. Penwood, second season for Clyde, for his Clyde's protege, Matt Linderman. So we'll be back with the starting lineups and a lot more. Basketball has never sounded so good. It's Chichester hosting Penwood boys basketball this afternoon on DelcoHoops.com.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Getting back here to the starting lineups, Penwood and Chichester, Penwood boys hoops. Starting lineup for them. They come out there with number one, Shad Kayyem. Number three, Chris Nash. Number four, Isaac Williams. Number five is Makai Moore for the Patriots. And out there, big and burly, 6'3 sophomore, number 22, Dez Johnson. Chichester, the Eagles, 6'3. Number 10, Calvin Church, a 6-foot junior. Number 4, Amiri Stewart, a 6'1 sophomore. Amiri Stewart, Calvin Church. Adam Syed, 6'4 senior. Number 33, also coming out there. Number 15, James Hendricks, real workhorse, 3-year starter, 6'3 senior. And Josh Smith, 5'9 sophomore. And the top scorer on the team, Daquan Granberry, injured his pinky finger right on the right hand, shooting hand, pinky finger. And we'll get to that. We're going to take a break here and talk more about it. It's Chichester and Penwood boys basketball on DelcoHoops.com. It's never sounded so good.
Stop by Berman's Health Shop today for premium CBD oil, organic and Colorado grown. The best you can buy at a great value. We educate and talk you through the process of using CBD oil. Give us a call to learn how people are dropping traditional medicines for CBD. Call us at 610-874-8418. Trust the authority. Trust Berman's.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Great job, our national anthem here, Booth Wynn and Chichester High School. We are in Southern Delaware County.
It's amazing that four guys and a drum can sound that good.
Great job. Fantastic. Chichester again, 6-3, Penwood 5-4, both from the Del Valley, one of the toughest traditionally in the state of PA with Chester and Academy Park and those guys. And under Coach Jones, very familiar names, assistant coach Jamai Springfield, longtime junior varsity and assistant boys basketball coach at Chester High. Jamai was a Chester legend, tremendous player, graduated in 1991-92. Son played at Strathaven for a little bit. Both sons, all three sons. And also on the Chichester Eagle coaching staff is Steve Lewis, who at one time, for several years, was head coach of the Strathaven boys program. And the opening tip is controlled by Penwood in their blue uniforms with the white trim. Man-to-man defense. With the ball now is Williams. Top of the key, Moore. Makai Moore. They weave it around. Dez Johnson. Far side, Williams. Near wing is Dez Johnson. His pass underneath the basket, knocked out of bounds, deflected by the long arm, number 33, Adam Syed of Chichester. Just underway, boys hoops on this Thursday afternoon. We have an offensive foul, and referees right in front of us. We can see that. Personal foul on Penwood is on Dez Johnson.
6'3 sophomore. Full court pressure here by the Patriots. A lot of newcomers on both teams.
Yep.
And no Daquan Granberry in the starting lineup tonight for Chai. Leading scorer, one of the tops in the state of Pennsylvania. Can flat out play. From the right wing corner for three. It's good for number 15, James Hendricks.
That was a pretty shot.
7:18 to go first quarter. Chichester 3, Penwood nothing. Coach Clyde Jones against the team that he was the head coach for 10 years, Penwood. Here's the trap. They get it across the timeline. Nash to Williams. Back to Nash. Chris stops, pops. Back of the rim, no good. Rebound, Makai Moore, the 6'4 senior. And he's going to be called for a foul, I believe, over the back. They're going to call it. That.
Yeah, that's what they call.
No public address announcer here.
No, not for fouls, so not for scores.
Yeah, Makai Moore, his first team, second. Josh Smith, 5'9 sophomore, tough, young guard for Chichester across midcourt, left to right. Top of the key, Hendricks, right side, Church, right block to Stort, out to Smith. Heard a lot of great things about this boy. Number one, Josh Smith to the basket. Misses the shot. Rebound is taken by Williams. Williams flies back for Penwood. With a left hand, lays it up and in. Isaac Williams for two. 3-2 Chichester. Eagles with the ball now. In this is Church. Way out high between the circles to Stewart. Chichester in the white uniforms with the burgundy trim. Pulling up with a jump shot is no good by Stort, and the rebound Moore. Penwood back underneath the basket. Give and go, knocked out of bounds. Good defense there by Chichester's Stort. Last touch by Penwood, however.
I didn't see that, I'll tell you that much.
6:03 to go first quarter. Eagle ball. The Eagles against the Patriots. We hope to see that in the Super Bowl in a couple of weeks. Amiri Stort in the backcourt for Chichester, closely guarded by Nash, who takes it away ahead of the pack with a left hand, lays it in, and an injured player on the court. So 2 points for Nash. He's one of the few players in the Penwood lineup with varsity experience.
Yeah, Stewart, apparently, when he went to dribble and move, he caught his ankle or something and twisted it, dropped right to the ground, lost the ball. He's in some serious pain.
Ready to come into the game for Chai to replace the young man out there. Stort is Jamise Lundy Bird, who's a 5'10 junior. So once again, let's get to the starting lineups here. Penwood, Shad Kayam, 6'1 junior. Chris Nash, 5'8 senior. Isaac Williams, 6'2 senior. Makai Moore, 6'4 senior. And number 22, Dez Johnson, 6'3 sophomore. That's for Penwood. Out there in the court now is coming off the floor is Amiri Stort, the 6'1 sophomore. Out there for Chai, Josh Smith, point guard, 5'9 sophomore. Number four was Amiri Stort. He'll be taking a break here. Hope he's going to be okay. Number 10, Calvin Church, 6' junior. James Hendricks, 6'3 senior. And Adam Syed, 6'4 senior. Eagles to inbound the ball. Chai in the backcourt, Smith. Up the far side, gets by his man. Boy, he can accelerate, pass underneath, looking for Syed. Last touched by Penwood, I presume. Yeah. And Coach Linderman not happy about that call. So last touch by Penwood. Chichester ball. The guests from Penwood up 4-3. Left wing corner, Smith. Into the block, Syed. Get it out now, right of the key for three. No good. Put up by Lundy Bird. Ball's knocked out of bounds. Again, it'll stay with Chichester. 5.5 to go here in quarter number one. Boys hoops on a Thursday afternoon. Looking for Hendricks underneath on the inbounds pass. It's taken away by Penwood, and they fly back right to left. Knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with the Patriots. Under again, Matt Linderman in year number two. Junior varsity went to Penwood, winning it 58-50 over Chichester. A very unique old-school gymnasium. Looking for the give and go. It's stolen away by Smith. Josh Smith of Chichester coming back on the near wing, knocked out of bounds, last touch by Penwood and Chris Nash. Quick on quick out of here, right, Pete?
Yeah, I mean, up and down here, a couple turnovers, but, you know, some further, they're filling each other out here.
Hendricks has it right at the key, looks to drive to the basket. The floater by James, no good. Battling for that rebound, Penwood gets it. The big fella, Johnson, to his guard, Nash. Right side, driving to the basket, shot blocked out of bounds, but a foul. Going to the line to shoot two. The 6'2 senior for the Penwood Patriots, Isaac Williams. And that foul was on. Obviously, I'm trying to get the personal foul number of the young man. We'll get it in a second. 33 for Chai. That's Adam Syed. First foul shot is up and good.
That's why we like to sit next to the scorer table.
Calvin, check that. Coming into the game now is Amir Wilmore, 6'4 sophomore for Penwood. First foul shot. Williams. Nothing but net. Again. Rattles that one home. 5:05 to go. Quarter number one. Ahead of the pack, James Hendricks lays it up and in. 2 points for James. 5 in the game for him. And a quick timeout is called with 5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. It's 6-5 Penwood over Chai. DelcoHoops.com.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. No body in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
Back to the action, missing the short shot, driving to the hole. Chichester's Amir Wilmore. We have a tie-up on the battle for the rebound possession arrow in favor of Chai. The Eagles, 6-3, Penwood 5-4, 4:50 to go, quarter number one. Here in Booth Wynn, and in the backcourt, a push foul by Makai Moore, and that is going to be his second. Into the game for the Patriots. Back in is Des Johnson, number 22. And also in there, number 13, Zach Williams, a junior.
A terrible second foul to give up. That was just, it didn't accomplish anything.
6-5, Patriots of Penwood by one. Big battle in the Del Val. Our game of the week on Delaware County, DelcoHoops.com. Foul line, Syed getting it out. To Lundy Berg, right side Smith for three, too strong. Offensive rebound, Syed drives to the basket, around the rim and in. Number 33, Adam Syed. 7-6, Chichester. Penwood looking, full court pressure. They get it into Johnson, the big fella in the backcourt. Gets by Syed, getting it up now. Out high to Williams. Williams guarded closely by Lundy Berg. Got to watch the five-second call. They get rid of it in time. Wilmore. This is Johnson. Left side, Williams. Good ball movement. Penwood driving to the basket, high off the glass. No good. Battling for that ball. Penwood picks it up and then taken back by Chichester. James Hendricks, Mr. Hustle out there. He's fouled in the backcourt. Let's see who this is on. It's on 1-0 for the Patriots. Amir Wilmore. That is four team fouls. Penwood here. And we still have 3:49 to go in the first quarter. One on Chichester. Lundy Berg back. Right wing corner back to Lundy Berg. Right side Smith for three. Again, back of the rim. Too strong. Penwood gets the rebound. Kayum. Shadrach Kayum. Left side Nash for three. Too strong again. Syed the rebound for Chai. Moving left to right. The Eagles coming back in the front court now. Lundy Bird. Three ball Smith again. Got it this time. Josh Smith. 5'9 sophomore. A trifecta. What a good looking sophomore guard he is. 10-6, and that's going to be a travel, I think, on the floor. Yes, and now one of the Penwood players is shaken up. But it looks like Wilmore will be okay. 3:05 to go, quarter number one. and it is 10-6. Chichester leading the Patriots of Penwood. Isaac Williams, who has 4 points, back into the game for the Patriots. Near side in the backcourt, Calvin Church inbounding the ball, guarded by Zach Williams. Looking, almost a five-second call. Throws it away. Stolen by Nash. Chris, a 5'8 senior. He's all over the place. Slowly back across midcourt. Flips it. Top of the key. Weave left side. Williams. Top of the key. Johnson. Pass on the far side. Out of bounds. Last touch by Chichester. Calvin Church. Back into the game is number 13 for Chai, who is
not on the list.
Not on our roster. There's the back door underneath. They can't get the shot off. Good defense. Stolen away by Chichester. Aaron pass. Then stolen back by Penwood. Stolen back by Chichester. This is Wilmore. Then he's fouled in the front court by Nash. His first team foul, 5 already in this first half on Penwood. So when the quarter's over, we'll get to see who number 13 is for Chichester. And it's a steal by Penwood on the inbounds pass. And Isaac Williams flies to the basket, scores with a left hand. He has 6 of the 8 points for Penwood. 2-point lead for Chichester. Bird, he throws the ball away. Here comes Nash with it back. Nash across the timeline. Foul line blocked from behind by Syed. Nash picks it up and then gets it out to his backup reserve guard. Love that blue headband, too. Johnson, right side Nash, and there is going to be a reach-in foul on Chichester, and that's Calvin Church, his first team foul, number 2. Dave Berman, Mike Mayer, and Peter Folgeni from Booth Wynn. Shad Kayam checking back in for Penwood. 2:03 to go, first quarter, 10-8 Chichester. Here comes Daquan Granberry with the injured pinky finger on his shooting hand, right hand, and we'll see how effective he is here today. One of the best players in Southeastern PA and a senior. Left of the foul line. Now flipping it off to Kayam. Shadrack misses the shot. Strong rebound by Granberry. So immediately Daquan an impact. But there's a steal in the front court. A lot of turnovers so far. A little sloppy play. Chichester Penwood. Isaac Williams with a left hand. Somebody missed an assignment right there, and he scores. And Clyde Jones, first-year coach at Chi, not happy. And we'll take a break as he calls time. 1:36 to go in the first quarter. We're tied at 10. Penwood and Chichester boys' hoops never sounded so good. DelcoHoops.com. You'll be a
dentist. Nobody likes going to the dentist. But a clean and healthy mouth is an important part of good hygiene. Woodland Dental Associates is a complete family dental office, which offers skilled cleanings, root canals, implants, cosmetic bonding, whitening, and so many other fine dental services. They accept most insurance plans and are located conveniently on Fairview Road. Give them a call at 610-833-2660 and set up a visit. You'll be glad you did.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Coming up, 1.5 to go in the first quarter. We're tied at 10, boys basketball. Chichester here in Chi and Booth Wynn in Penwood. Chichester boys hoops. Rich history way back in the day. League champs in 1957, 63, 91, 92, 93. Back to the action. Penwood with the steal again from Chichester. Losing the ball, and it's going to be a travel. That's going to be on Shad Kayam. Good defense there by Chai.
Both teams are playing very aggressively, and that's why I think you're seeing some of this sloppy ball. It's, you know, they're trying to get off some good passes. They're trying to get quickly down the court, and then they're just out of control.
Well, I'm sure we're not going to get 10 technical fouls in this game like we had last year, but we'll get to that in a moment. Shot no good, out of bounds. Last touch by Penwood. That was a game we did. Academy Park hosted Penwood. That was nuts, wasn't it, Mike?
Yeah, that was. Yeah.
That was a big rival, Darby and Darby Township getting together. Sharon Hill.
A lot of testosterone in that game.
Yeah, absolutely. The crowd, too. Shot by Syed is blocked. Here comes Chris Nash for Penwood with a beautiful reverse layup. 4 points for Nash. It's 12-10. A run here by Penwood. 55 seconds ago in quarter number one. Back for the Eagles comes Amiri Stort. He's only a sophomore. Granberry, right side. Granberry is fouled. Reach and called on Penwood's Wilmore. That's his second team foul, number six. James Hendricks back into the game for Syed. Chichester and Latrell Goring, another 10th grader, 6'4 sophomore, into the game for Penwood.
Yeah, the Eagles, Chichester Eagles have seven turnovers, and that's what has let the Patriots back into the game and actually has given them a two-point lead.
Amiri Stork to inbound. Out high, almost stolen away. Granberry has it. He stops and fires. Boom. With
pretty shot.
With his hand bandaged. Unbelievable play there by Daquan Granberry. Two points for him.
Third, also got about a foot and a half off the ground on that one.
He's big time. He'll be playing college ball somewhere. We'll fill you in. Keep it tuned to DelcoHoops.com. We're down to 20 seconds to go here in the first quarter, and Penwood will go for the final shot, tied at 12. Very competitive game, as you would expect. This number 13 is Zach Williams for Penwood, driving to the basket. Offensive foul with 6.8 seconds to go. And they're going to call that on number
12.
Was number 12 for Penwood. A number four, check that. Isaac Williams, his first, team seventh, non-shooting foul. Hendricks in the backcourt, and he's called for travel.
Ooh.
A travel. Goring, good defense. Number three back into the game for Penwood. That's Chris Snash, along with Makai Moore. I saw that last name, Goring. I'm thinking of your old buddy for the L.A. Kings, Butch Goring,
right,
if you remember him from your Los Angeles days. Near side to inbound the ball for Penwood. 5.2 seconds to go. That is Kayim. Shad gets it out high to Williams. Williams hops, skips. Now Williams from the check that. That is Kayim from the left wing. Misses the shot at the buzzer after one quarter of play. Del Valle, boys basketball at its best. It's Penwood 12 and Chichester 12 on DelcoHoops.com.
The wonderful Inn at Swarthmore is now open and serving the Delaware County community with wonderful overnight lodging, as well as the fabulous Broad Table Tavern for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with extended meeting rooms suitable for business, weddings, and other gatherings from 2 to 150 people. Visit us today to experience the Inn at Swarthmore, right next to Swarthmore College and a proud part of downtown Swarthmore, located on Route 320. Call us for dining reservations at 610-543-7500.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back to Booth Wynn, live on DelcoHoops.com. Got the photo guy here. Maybe he'll get a picture of us a little bit later on.
Yeah,
Dave, but we're tied at 12, Penwood and Chai.
One little stat here, Dave. Eight Chichester turnovers have got the Patriots back in the game. That's why we're tied here, because of those eight turnovers.
Hmm. It'll be the Patriots ball, Patriots of Penwood, located in Lansdowne, Yadin, that area of the county, more north. Chichester, we're down southern part. They come back, and there is Shadrach. Kayim missing the shot. Flying back is Hendricks. Off the glass, no good. Tap Granberry. Can't get it to go. And here comes Penwood back. It's Kayim again. Older brother played on the really, really, really good Penwood teams back in the day. Floater in the lane, no good. Offensive rebound with a left hand. Penwood scores. Makai Moore, first two of the night. 7.5 to go before halftime. Chichester down now by two, 14-12. This is Amiri Stort, right side Josh Smith. Stort, three ball straight away. Short rebound, Dez Johnson, 6'3", sophomore. For Penwood, they come back to the basket. Off the glass for two with a left hand is Isaac Williams. He has 10 points, 4-point lead now. Ooh. Offense, oh, a block foul as Granberry flying from the left side to the basket. And he'll go to the line shooting two. 16-12, Penwood.
tell you, the pace is really intense. These guys are trying to make a statement right here, and it's this is going to keep going on for a while, I think.
Granberry again playing with an injured finger. Happened the last game. The pinky, right, guys, taped up on his shooting hand. And he misses. You can tell it's affected him there on that shot. But he's gutting it out, though. A couple of changes into the game for both squads. 6:57 to go. Dave Berman and then Mr. Fulgenetti and Mike Mayer.
He's got his pinky taped to his forefinger with the adult.
That's really tough.
That's like playing with mittens on.
That's tough. Let's see how. I'm sure he's been practicing. It'll make him a better shooter, believe it or not. Yeah, a little bit short.
Yep. Can't get the feel, though. Ooh. No,
and
jump ball.
The offensive rebound. Actually, Hendricks got the offensive rebound. Was tied up by a Penwood defender under the basket. Possession arrow with Chai. 4-point lead, Penwood. 6:54 to go, second quarter. Amiri Stort inbounding the ball for the Eagles. Granberry, long three. It looked good on that one, but it went in and out. So he had the distance on that one. Rebound, Penwood. Nash, out high, Williams. Williams, between the leg dribble, closely guarded by Josh Smith. Almost a 5-second call, and I think it's going to be a push-off on Chichester on the pass. And it is on Smith, the 5'9 sophomore for the Eagles. First team's third. 18 fouls on Penwood here in the first half, just three on Chichester. We're in Booth win. This is Williams driving right side underneath right wing quarter. As the ball goes away, Wilmore picks it up for the Patriots. Right of the key, Williams, closely guarded by Josh Smith. Left of the key, Nash. Nash guarded by Granberry. Nash all the way to the basket. Up for two. Chris Nash getting by Granberry right there. Six for Chris. 6-point lead, Penwood. Hendricks loses the ball. Picked up, though. Hendricks gets it back. Left side, Granberry. Stops. Here's Hendricks at the foul line now. To the basket. Short shot. Is off the front of the rim. No good. The rebound is taken by Zach Williams. It's stolen back by Chichester. They get it. Syed misses a short shot from the left side. Penwood the rebound in Williams. Boy, this game is getting very, very intense. Penwood with the ball right to left. 5.5 to go. Quarter number two. And it's the Patriots leading it 18-12. Coach Linderman telling his guys, just relax. Bring it out. Stopping with the left hand, rimming that shot out. Williams, Chai the rebound. Daquan Granberry going to go all the way to the basket. Knocked away from behind. Last touch by Penwood. Back into the game for Chai is DeAndre Morgan. 6-foot senior, number 13. Back into the game for Penwood, the 6'4 senior, Makai Moore. Amiri Stort on the end line for Chai, inbounding the ball, left wing corner, long three by Josh Smith is no good. Nice box out on that play by Makai Moore. And over the back foul is going to be called on Morgan. First team's fourth. Calvin Church, 6-foot junior, back into the contest for Chichester. Penwood with the ball, 6-point lead. This is Zach Williams, junior guard, flips it. Three guards out there. Nash now driving is Kayim to the basket again, around the rim for two. Beautiful move by Shad, which is short for Shadrack. 2 points for him. Penwood leading by eight over Chichester. Looking for the back door. Granberry to the basket. Up, no, but a block foul. Two shots for Granberry. Personal is going to be on Williams, his first.
Yeah, team, I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Mike. Team foul number nine.
I was just going to say, Chichester's having a tough time hitting the basket. It's just not going in. This would be a, you know, it's an 8-point game now. This would be much closer.
Granberry missed his first two free throw attempts. Got that one. Hopefully. Daquan, older brother Richard, star player for 3 years on the back Chester High basketball teams that went to the state finals. Won two of them. Runner-ups to 1 year to Lower Merion. Misses the second. Rebound, Penwood. Patriots back. Kayem gets by his defenders all the way to the basket. Reverse layup. No good. Battling for that rebound. James Hendricks looking ahead to Stort. Stort to Smith. Right side. Lay it up and in. Beautiful movement there.
Yeah, it was terrific. Terrific passing, positioning. Everybody knew where everybody was. That was a beaut.
The guard, Josh Smith, for 2-5-point lead for Penwood. And now it is Williams down low, short shot, no good. Granberry the rebound. Coach Linderman not happy with that shot. And it's another turnover on the Eagles and a timeout call by the frustrated Coach Linderman. He said, what the heck was that on that shot?
Yeah, it was you're out of control. I mean, you're not planting your feet. You're not taking your shot. You're not taking your moment.
We'll keep it right here, yeah.
And if you're gonna make a shot like that, don't. Just keep the ball and pass it
off. I'm glad he said heck.
Yeah, that's the 10th turnover for the Eagles here. They got to take better control of the ball if they want to stay in this game because they're down by 5 now.
And they're not shooting well, which, you know, the combination's a killer. You get away with a lot of stuff when you're shooting well, but those kind of turnovers are just brutal. And to show you how this would flip-flop, if Chichester was shooting well and didn't have turnovers, they'd probably be up by 6 points.
Right now, with 4:06 to go in the first half,
instead of being down by 5. Yeah, I'm sorry, go ahead.
20-15?
Yeah.
Is your score. Penwood and Chichester. Chi had a good record a couple years ago. They were 14-8, but did not qualify for the District 1 playoffs due to strength of schedule, which was not very good, but it's much better now.
Also, the Patriots have doubled up the Eagles on rebounds. They got 16 rebounds, and the Eagles only have 8. And between that and the turnovers, that's why we have the difference in the score.
Yep.
It's Penwood with the ball. Full court pressure here in the backcourt. Williams near side to Isaac Williams. There goes Zach Williams, Isaac Williams in the backcourt. This is Chris Nash. He has unlimited range for 3. Too strong. Granberry the rebound. And he's dribbling that ball very, very, very good with the right hand. 3 ball from the right side is off the side of the actually, that was Josh Smith for Chai. 3 ball hit the side of the rim, also struck part of the support. So it's no good, and back to Penwood. Full court pressure again. Zach Williams up to Moore. Moore, double team, stolen away by Chai, then stolen back by Penwood. This is Moore to the basket, off the glass, no good. Ball on the floor. Boy, what a battle this is. It's taken by Penwood, and they slow it up, the Williams boys, the guards. This is Isaac, far side to Zach. Between the circles, Williams down to 3:10 to go. Quarter number 2. Penwood leads by 5 on the road here at Chichester. Love this gym. Williams to Williams. This is Isaac with the ball. Back to, not sure if they're related or not, Zach.
Yeah.
Zone defense here. This is a Pete, 2-1-2? By Chai?
Looks like 2-1-2 or 3-2.
Yeah, we have a guy right in the middle. It's Hendricks. Being very patient, Penwood. Moore for 3 from the right side. No good. Hendricks, the rebound. Fouled. Personal is going to be on Dez Johnson, 6'3 sophomore. Second team foul number 10. So 2 shots now for Chai. Back into the game for the Patriots shortly will be Wilmore.
Penwood moves the ball really good. They have a lot of ball movement, a lot of guys touching the ball every play, and it shows up.
Here comes Amir Wilmore, almost ready to check in. So at the line, number 15, senior James Hendricks. Does a lot of dirty work for Chai. Free throw is good. James, 5 in the first quarter, 1 here, total of 6. Hendricks again.
Make the shot here. It'll get it down to a 3-point game.
Slowly crawling back in with 2.5 to go before halftime. Rims out. No good. Lane violation, I believe. I think it is.
Number 5 stepped over.
Coach Linderman not happy with that. So Hendricks will get it again. Chai's missed their share of foul shots so far. In and out. He missed. Really, they've missed a total of 6, I do believe, unofficially. Rebound Penwood. Here come the Patriots right to left again. Williams, double team far side, gets it to Nash. Nash, far side, Williams. And that's Isaac Williams, number 4. Nash is number 3. Kick violation on Chai. Calvin Church. 2:13 to go. Maybe the kids are... I think it's a fun game. It's close. It's a battle.
Oh, yeah.
But it's earlier in the day. That might have something to do with some of the...
There's been no nasty play. They're just playing very aggressively and a little beyond themselves, actually.
We'll get home a lot earlier tonight than usual.
Right.
Driving to the basket is Moore, and the ball is knocked away from behind. Looked like he had a clear path, but quick hands of somebody in there. And that mass of humanity knocks it out of bounds. Penwood ball. It is Williams, Isaac Williams, to inbound. Underneath and a foul. Driving hard to the basket, the 6'4 senior, Makai Moore. And that personal is going to be on Jameis Lundy Bird. His first, team's 5th. 2 shots here for Makai Moore for the Penwood Patriots, and he misses the first. Shoots it with the left hand. He'll get another. 2:03 to go, second quarter. Shad Kayyem ready to check back into the game.
Ooh.
Misses both, but the rebound. He follows his own shot. Nonstop hustle. Drives to the basket. Shot is good, but forget about the basket. He was fouled driving to the basket.
Okay.
And it'll be non-shooting foul. Team number 6 on Chai. Back into the game for Penwood is Kayyem. 2 minutes to go. Second quarter. It is a 20-16 lead for Penwood. Nash for 3.
Ooh.
Bingo. Chris Nash, 5 in the quarter.
That barely moved the net when it fell.
He can shoot, man. A lot of experience. One of the few from coming back for Penwood this year. They're up by 7 now, 23-16 over Chichester. Hendricks, left wing corner, drives baseline off the glass. Missed it, no good. Hendricks battling for that rebound. Last touch by Nash. And the Penwood coach is saying, get in there, guys, and get a rebound. But give Hendricks a lot of credit, man. Hustle play right there. Chichester ball under their own offensive basket. It is Stewart, right wing corner, 3 ball, short by Lundy Bird. Chichester the rebound. Now he can't get the rebound. It is taken by Penwood and a frustration foul in the backcourt by Church. That'll be his second, team foul number 7. So now with 1:27 to go in the second quarter, 1-1 for Penwood. The Patriots coming in 5-4 overall. Chichester 6-3.
I don't know whether this crowd's quiet because they're listening to you, Dave, or they're just real serious.
1-1. He's got the first. Kayyem. 24-16. 8-point lead for the Patriots on the road. Again, back of the rim, no good. Granberry snares that rebound. Chichester has it. Driving, that's going to be an offensive foul. Yeah. Out of control. That's number 3 on Church. Offensive foul, Calvin Church. Chichester gives it up again, back into the game. Church comes out. Adam Syed, Sayed, 6'4 senior. So 8-point lead on the road. I would imagine Penwood will be very deliberate here, try to get a good shot, run some clock, plus they're in foul trouble. Try to limit possessions here late in the second quarter. Way out high, Isaac Williams, top of the key to Kayyem. Kayyem brings it out. Now it's man-to-man defense. Kayyem all the way to the basket with a left hand, misses the shot. Hendricks the strong rebound and a foul. And not a good one there by the other number 10, Amir Wilmore, his 3rd. He's got to come out of the game. And Latrell Goring will check back in shortly. 24-16, and Pete just...
Yeah.
The coach, both coaches not happy the way the kids are
committing. I'd like to give a shout-out to number 15, James Hendricks. He's been really awesome on the rebounding and hustling. He's been really keeping Chai as close as he possibly can.
3-year starter. James makes the first. Back into the game, Goring. 24-17, Penwood. Hendricks again. James up. He missed that one. And the rebound is almost out of bounds, but saved by Williams. And here comes Penwood. And wide open for 3. He comes back on D. Tries to bank it home from way out. Too strong. Offensive rebound. Chris Nash. Do not give him an open look. Now, that's not a good shot right there. And you can hear Coach Linderman say, what? Anyway, here is Granberry back for Chichester. Shot is blocked from behind. Penwood picks it up behind the back. In the backcourt, Isaac Williams across the timeline. Takes it all the way to the basket off the glass for two. Electrifying play by 6'2 senior Isaac Williams. 17 seconds to go. Here in quarter number two. Chichester back left to right, trailing by nine. Almost a steal. They don't want to be reaching in here, Penwood. You foul a guy, it's two shots. 6 seconds to go. That is a nice floating move to the basket. No, Syed follows for Chichester, lays it in at the buzzer. That was a wild first half.
Certainly was. It's what you like to see.
Del Valle boys basketball, your score. Penwood, the visitors, 26. And Chichester, the home team, 19 here in Boothwyn. Boys high school basketball has never sounded so good. Exclusive coverage only right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemont Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, from football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. Nobody likes going to the dentist, but a clean and healthy mouth is an important part of good hygiene. Woodland Dental Associates is a complete family dental office, which offers skilled cleanings, root canals, implants, cosmetic bonding, whitening, and so many other fine dental services. They accept most insurance plans and are located conveniently on Fairview Road. Give them a call at 610-833-2660 and set up a visit. You'll be glad you did.
Life isn't made for pain. Life is for living. You should be free to run, to jump, to bike, to hike, to work, to play. This is why the experts at Rothman Institute are getting you back in the game. As the official orthopedic partner of the Eagles, Flyers, Phillies, and 76ers. Because big or small, epic or ordinary, you deserve to spend your days truly living. We are Rothman Institute. This is living. RothmanInstitute.com.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
Today, we are in Southern Delaware County. Still in Pennsylvania, but as you know, guys, very close to the state of Delaware. And boys basketball, big Del Valle game. Your score at halftime is Penwood 26 and Chichester 19. And, you know, we love looking at the banners of these schools. We're Chichester here today. And individual state champion. They do have one here. No team state champs, but 2005 Carrington Queen. Indoor track, 60-meter hurdles, that's the same year, 2005. And outdoor track, Carrington won the 300 intermediate hurdles. Very impressive there, and we love seeing that. And look at all the banners we have at Strathaven.
Sure.
Pete?
Yeah, let's go over some halftime stats here. For the visiting Patriots, they really controlled the boards here. They had 21 first-half rebounds and only 6 first half turnovers, which is a big difference.
Seems like a lot more, though.
Yeah, but when you go to the Eagles side, they had 16 rebounds, but 12 first half turnovers. The difference there, it could be the difference in the score, 6-7 point difference. And you can see with those two stats there, they definitely had a swing in the Patriots' favor for rebounds and turnovers.
Any relationship with the offensive rebounds, Pete?
Offensively, there wasn't a whole lot of offensive rebounds. Actually, I have the Eagles having 5 and the Patriots 3. Most of the Patriots' rebounding was on the defensive end, especially Makia Moore, who had who had six and three each for Zach Williams and Shad Ken.
All right.
Okay. Again, 26-19 is the score. Halftime here, 5:38 to go before we get to the third quarter. Penwood out in front. Running down the scoring, Josh Smith for Chichester, 5'9 sophomore with 5 points. James Hendrick, 6'3 senior with 7. Daquan Granberry playing with a hand injury, pinky finger on his shooting hand, held to 3 points. He didn't even start, but he's gutting it out, is Daquan, 6'5 senior, and I think he can play solid low Division I, Division II basketball and be a star. Adam Syed, 6'4 senior with 4. Syed is a 6'4 senior, so Chichester, total of 19. Penwood, total of 26. Shad Kayam, 6'1 junior with 3. Chris Nash, 5'8 senior with 9. Isaac Williams, 6'2 senior with 12. Makai Moore, 6'4 senior with 2. And there you go, 26-19, 7-point lead for Penwood.
Right. So what do we think, guys? And obviously, Chichester has got to get a better control of the ball. Can't have the turnovers. And they got to do something on making the shots. Again, you start seeing them trying to pump in those three-pointers, and you listen to these broadcasts before, I'm just deaf on that stuff. You know, play basketball. If you zone in and you get the three-pointers, then good. But you know what? Have we been in a game yet this season that's really had three-point dominance? I don't remember any.
No, unless Norwood did the game I missed.
Yeah,
Pencrest.
No, so it's an awful lot of wasted shots. And, of course, more often than not, the three-pointers are rebounded by the defense and you know, change possession. So
believe it or not, though, guys, if going back here, Chester, out of all teams, the game that we did, Chester against Pencrest at Widener University, Chester made a total of 3 balls, 9 three balls, but they shot a lot, and that's not Chester basketball, and that's.
But look, I don't know if you're right. If you've got a player who's zoning in and you're hitting them, I have no issue with that. But we're down here. Chichester's got the ball. There's a little bit over a minute left. You're losing by 8, I think. And he takes a 3-point shot with only a few seconds possession of the ball. I mean, play a little basketball. Try to get her inside. You know, unless you have a reason to believe you're going to make these shots, all you're doing is throwing the ball away. And that's I don't understand it. I mean, if anything, Chichester at that point really wanted to keep the ball for 10, 15, 20 seconds, drive to the basket, make the point, and give it up.
You know, in general, Mike, high school and the college level, I think, in a way, the three-point shot has really hurt some really good basketball playing. I mean, people take too many three-point shots when there's two-point shots available. You know, you figure, if you can make 5 2-point shots, right, and 2 threes, I'd rather take the 5 2-point shots.
Of course.
But there's too many threes being attempted in high school and collegiate ball.
And there's a couple of things with a 3-point shot. Number one, it's almost always the rebound is taken by the defense. So you're giving up
they're deep rebounds. They usually come back deep and sometimes past the foul line. So you're not getting your big men under the boards getting any rebounds because the rebounds are coming deep and getting swept up by guards.
And, you know, to me, if you're working the key, you're passing the ball off, and you can't get inside, and somebody leaves you open for a 3-point shot. Okay, I mean, I understand that. But this is, we march down the field, you march down the court. I'm still in my football mode.
Yes, you are.
And you get down to the corner, and you take the 3-point shot. Didn't look serious, but it's open inside.
Yeah.
That's my concern.
Yeah, that's definitely a concern. But, you know, I think for the Chichester Eagles to come back in the second half, they have to do a little better rebounding. The Patriots have just controlled the boards on them, and if they don't, you know, besides Hendricks and Granberry, there's hardly any rebounding going on, and they got to get some contributions from other players.
Okay, and with that, you're listening to High School Basketball on DelcoHoops.com. High school basketball never sounded so good. We'll be back in just a minute.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemont Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418.
Sports Legends Museum of Delaware County is pleased to announce their commemoration of the 100th birthday of Delco's greatest baseball player, Mickey Vernon. The museum will commemorate his centennial year by offering 12 video clips and 12 sports cards, one each month starting in January, on their website. Simply click on their ad on our homepage or go to sportslegendsofdelawarecounty.com. For more information, call 610-909-4919. Welcome back to the second half of today's basketball game. Today's sponsors are Sports Legends of Delaware County, Delco Sports History on display in Radnor. Admission is free. Berman's Health Shop, for all your vitamins, herbs, and supplements in Brookhaven. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. Woodland Dental Associates, Dr. Goddick and Dr. Young, for all your dental needs. Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital. Think Rothman first. Run again, play again. The Inn at Swarthmore, guest rooms, meeting space, and dining for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, right in downtown Swarthmore. Now back to the second half with Dave Berman, Mike Mayer, and Pete Fulginetti.
We are underway, quarter number three. It's Penwood with the ball, left to right, and they lead by seven. Johnson gets it to Nash at the foul line. The jumper is too strong. Johnson, the rebound. He's a big fella. No, but a foul. So going to the line is Dez Johnson, 6'3", sophomore. Let's see who the foul is on.
15.
Hendricks, first. Team's first here in the second half. Dez Johnson, shooting two. First, off the back of the rim. Rolls around the rim and in.
Pretty dramatic shot.
Dez will get another. Looks, fires, got it. First point for Dez, 10th grader. Jumper from the right side for three. Granberry, just like that.
He heard our halftime and decided to tell me I was wrong.
With the injured shooting hand, yeah. Here comes Penwood back. They lead by six. Right of the key, Kayem. Now he brings it out between the circles to the far side hash. Top of the key to the basket. Up. Blocking foul charge. Offensive foul. Good defense there by James Hendricks. Ball back to Chichester. They're right to left. 7:13 to go, third quarter. Biggest lead of the evening, afternoon slash evening, has been 9 for Penwood. This is Stewart in the backcourt. Stewart guarded by Nash. Hendricks, far side Smith, right wing corner Granberry, looks to drive. Top of the key, Hendricks for three. Up, yes! James Hendricks, top of the key for three. 10 for James.
Two three-pointers, put him within 3 points of this game.
Six unanswered points. Chichester down by three. 6:40 to go. Quarter number three. Clyde Jones, the head coach of Chi in his first year formerly at Penwood. Boy, he must have laid into the boys at halftime. Underneath with a left-hand shot is blocked. Syed picks it up. The intensity definitely picking up. Chichester back. Smith, left wing corner. Smith, foul line. Syed, block foul with the hips there on Penwood. That's going to be on Makai Moore, his third.
That first minute, Dave, there's much better ball movement by Chichester. On that first score they made, they made four passes. The ball did not touch the floor, and they still made the three-pointer. So much better ball movement for the Chichester Eagles.
Number 10, Amir Wilmore back into the game. Here's Hendricks for the tie. And just like that, ladies and gentlemen, we are tied. Three straight three balls for Chichester. Two by Hendricks. One by Granberry, and this crowd is loving it here in Boothwin. Let's take a break. 6:15 to go in the third quarter. We're tied at 28. It's Penwood Chichester on DelcoHoops.com.
This broadcast is copyrighted by DelcoHoops.com for the private use of our listening audience. Any other use or reproduction of this broadcast without DelcoHoops.com's consent is prohibited.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Well, at one time it was 28-19 here early in the third quarter, and two trays by James Hendricks of Chichester, one by Daquan Granberry. We're tied at 28.
All in less than 2 minutes.
Penwood with the ball. 6:14 to go. Third quarter. Nash is guarded by Lundy Bird. Nash across midcourt. Between the circles. Flips it now to Williams. Williams to Wilmore. Weaving the ball around on the outside. Got to move to the ball. Penwood. Williams. This is Isaac Williams. To Kayem between the circles. Kayem flips to Nash. Great defense here at Chichester. Much, much intensity here. Much more focus for the Eagles. It's Johnson. Good move to the basket. Boy, pretty nimble for a bigger guy. Lays it in, but fouled before the shot. It's going to be on Syed, number two on Adam. Each team, two fouls here in the second half. Down low, it's taken back. Now it's on the floor. Look at Johnson hustle, and he flips it back to his teammate Wilmore. It's Penwood basketball. Out high, straightaway Nash near midcourt. Guarded by Lundy Bird. Nash drives, dish left side, out of bounds. He was looking for Johnson. Turnover, and it goes back to the Eagles. Up Chichester, back into the game for Penwood, Zach Williams. Full court pressure. Hendricks to inbound. In the Granberry in the backcourt. Back to Hendricks. And he flies across midcourt. This is Smith. Flips into Granberry, left of the key. Granberry. Right side Smith. Three ball. Too strong. Offensive rebound is Hendricks. And he lays it up and in. James Hendricks. Kind of a Chris Mills type of ball player. Reminding him a little bit.
Boy, Chichester is so different this second half. They've come out storming, and they actually have a lead.
That is 11 unanswered points. 30-28 in favor of the Eagles. Almost a steal by Lundy Bird. It is a steal by Chichester. Driving to the basket, Smith. Foul before the layup. Foul on the floor on Penwood. Momentum change in a hurry. Looks like it's on Kayem, his first. 4:38 to go. They called it on Zach Williams. 13 for Penwood. That's his second. So Chichester with the ball. Granberry. Top of the key. Hendricks. He's feeling it. Back to Granberry. He's open for a split second right wing corner, but now they guard him closely. Out to Hendricks. Hendricks to Smith. Near side. Top of the key. Lundy Bird to the basket. Up. Yes.
Oh.
Crowd's loving it. James Lundy Burr. Clyde Jones basketball at its best. Chichester now leads it by four.
Amazing.
They were down 28-19 underneath. Williams loses the ball. Steal by Chichester. Lundy Bird left of the key. Down low. Syed off his hands and out of bounds. Back into the game for Penwood now is Isaac Williams. Coming out, Dez Johnson. Almost a steal in the backcourt. Here comes Penwood back now. Nash drives wide open. Three ball is wide to the left. That was put up in there by Williams. Syed, the rebound. Hendricks back. Granberry for Chichester. Dribble penetration. Ball on the floor in the lane and stolen back. And here comes Isaac Williams all the way with a layup. No good. Good defense. Hustle play. Lundy Bird. Back comes Chichester. Josh Smith. Floater. Yes. Listen to this crowd.
Boy, the pace of this Chichester team is just like lightning now.
Unreal.
And Penn was trying to match, but they're not getting the shots.
Timeout called by Coach Linderman and Penwood. I have 15 unanswered points here for Chichester in the last couple of minutes.
We have no points scored yet by the Patriots.
Yeah, no.
They've been shut out here in the third quarter.
All right, we're going to take a break here. Take a quick break. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball on DelcoHoops.com.
Sports Legends Museum of Delaware County is pleased to announce their commemoration of the 100th birthday of Delco's greatest baseball player, Mickey Vernon. The museum will commemorate his centennial year by offering 12 video clips and 12 sports cards, one each month starting in January, on their website. Simply click on their ad on our homepage or go to sportslegendsofdelawarecounty.com. For more information, call 610-909-4919.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Wareham Booth win Chichester High School 15-0 run here in the third quarter. It is now Chichester 34 and Penwood 28, 3:21 to go in the third. Penwood scored the first 2 points of the quarter. Those two foul shots by Des Johnson made it 28-19. And there you have it, 15 in a row. It's Penwood with the ball. Now they need a run. Williams at the foul line. Gets it right at the key now to Zach Williams. Isaac Williams, Zach Williams. Nash, this is Wilmore. Right side to Isaac Williams to the basket with the left hand, and that ends the streak. 14 for Isaac Williams of Penwood. Lead down to four. Hendricks in the backcourt. Chichester back. Hendricks top of the key. Driving left side, off-balance shot. Yes, and a foul by James Hendricks. What an unbelievable quarter for him. He has two trays, two regular twos, a total of 10 points in this quarter, 17 for the game, and he goes to the line shooting one.
Yeah, he's unbelievable. The hustle on Hendricks is unreal. Both sides of the court, he's controlling rebounds and making his baskets, and that's the main reason why Chichester is ahead.
He feels it now, and he makes that foul shot. Three-point play the old-fashioned way. Biggest lead of the night for Chichester, 37-30, 7 points. Back comes Penwood, double-teamed on the far side. They break the pressure. Williams, right side, three ball is up and good. They needed that. Chris Nash, you break that trap, and you have Nash open. That could be a great thing for Penwood. 12 for Nash, two trays. Four-point lead here for Chichester. Smith to the basket, push from behind. That's going to be a foul on the floor on Zach Williams. So ball out of bounds. 2:18 to go, third quarter. Penwood trailing Chichester by four, 37-33. Chai with the ball. Lundy Bird way out high. Smith, Granberry left of the key. Granberry gets a pick, three ball, short. Rebound, Penwood. Here they come. Isaac Williams across midcourt. Left side, Zach Williams. Left wing corner, three ball, too strong. Nash, the offensive rebound. Chris Nash for Penwood. Weak side. Top of the key, Kayum. Far side to Zach Williams. Buck 50 to go, third quarter. Between the circles, Zach Williams. Somebody should be open. It's Kayum. They want to try to get it to Nash if they can. Dribbling around is Kayum. Kayum, left wing corner, three ball. The form, not the greatest. Skims the rim, no good. Nash, another rebound. Top of the key, three. Back of the rim. Off the glass, no good. Then back of the rim. Rebound taken by Chichester. Here comes Lundy Bird to the basket. Off the glass, no good. Follow Hendricks again. James Hendricks. Holy tamale.
What's Hendricks up to so far?
I have not. 20 in the game.
Wow.
13 in this quarter. 6 point lead. Three ball. Nash again. He's got it. Chris Nash keeping Penwood in the game. Six in the quarter. Lead down to three. 39-36. Granberry back for Chichester. Loses control of the ball. Is going to be called for a travel, I do believe, before the shot. Des Johnson back into the game for Penwood. Wow, 52 seconds to go in the third. Hendricks in this quarter has seven, 13 points.
Okay.
20 in the game. But Penwood may have weathered the storm. Will they go for the final shot here? Hardly any fouls in the second half. Seven combined between both teams. This is Kayum, left wing. Kayum dribbling the ball around. Time tries to get by his man, loses the ball, picks it up, top of the key, floater, the South Philly floater, no good. put up by Williams, battling for that rebound. It was taken by Hendricks, and possession arrow will go with, getting intense out there. It's going to be Eagle ball, Chichester ball. Into the game for the first time is a sophomore for Penwood, number 15, young man with the glasses, Hugh Booth. Again, he's a 10th grader. Syed back into the game for Chichester. 26.7 seconds to go, third quarter. Chichester with the ball, three-point lead. Full court pressure. Two team fouls on Chai, five on Penwood. Hendricks inbounds the ball to Morgan. Morgan in the backcourt across the timeline. Pass underneath, knocked out of bounds. Good defense by Nash. Penwood and Chichester, Del Valle hoops. Latrell Goring will be checking in. He's in right now. The sophomore for Penwood. Coming out is Johnson.
Just under 20 seconds in the quarter left.
19.6. Morgan, left wing corner, is Smith. Thought about the three. Wisely holds up. And now he forces up a long, long three ball. In and out. Hendricks hustling for that ball. Going into the stands. But it's out of bounds. Last touch by Hendricks. Again, remind you of Penwood's, Penn Crest's Chris Mills. That's what I
see. You know, I was thinking the same thing. Hendricks is like a Chris Mills, exactly.
And you got to have those type of guys.
Yep, they do all the dirty work.
Yeah, but except Mills doesn't score as much as Hendricks. Right.
No, Hendricks can do it all.
Yeah, well, he needs to. Left side, you know what? A three ball would tie the game. There it is. Back of the rim, no good. Tap, no good. Another tap, no good at the buzzer. Three-quarter court. Oh. Hendricks
off the backboard.
Hard off the glass, no good.
If he puts that in, we got to go home.
Oh, my goodness. The James Hendricks Show. 13 points for Chichester in quarter number three. It is Chichester now 39. Penwood 36. We head to the fourth quarter. You're listening to exclusive coverage of boys high school basketball. Never sounded so good on DelcoHoops.com.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemon Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Ready for a rip-roaring fourth quarter. Del Valle boys basketball here on DelcoHoops.com. It is Chichester 39. And Penwood 36, 20 points in the game, 20 of the 39 Chichester getting from James Hendricks. Pete?
He also has, Dave, 10 rebounds, 2 offensive and 8 defensive rebounds.
Very impressive. Very impressive. But we got a ball game. And it's going to be Penwood ball to begin quarter number 4. Nash looking into the backcourt, and he gets it to Zach Williams, guarded by Granberry. Cross midcourt, Williams, cross-court pass to Isaac Williams. Double-teamed right in front of us, getting himself in trouble, and a bump foul is going to be on Syed. Number 3 on Adam. 3 team fouls, Penwood. They still have 3 to give. Check that, 3 team fouls. Chichester, they still have 3 to give. We're in Booth win, Southern Delaware County. 7:43 to go in the fourth quarter. Penwood with the ball trailing Chichester 39-36. Nash, cross-court pass under the basket. Now is Williams getting it to Johnson. Johnson, I think that's a double dribble if I'm not mistaken, and it is. Double dribble on the sophomore, Dez Johnson. Inbounding the ball for Chichester, Calvin Church, 6-foot junior, into Hendricks. He's a senior, Church. In the backcourt from Hendricks. Almost kept it on his hip. Continues his dribble. And he better get rid of it. But he turns it over. Ahead of the pack. Lay it up. And in flying back is Zach Williams. And a timeout call by the irritated, frustrated coach. Both coaches. Hey, that's what it takes. You got to, discipline your team there. And Ty Jones calls time. We'll keep it here.
Too much dribbling on that last play. You got to get that ball out of your hands. You keep dribbling like that, you're going to turn it over.
Well, you know, a lot of schoolyard stuff that goes on. Of course, everybody comes from the schoolyard when they learn to play basketball, and the idea of being able to out-dribble everybody around you and be cute with it and everything else. But as you progress and as your competition gets, you know, more and more equal with you, that kind of nonsense doesn't work out real well.
Not if you want to win a championship.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Championships. Got to win the Del Valle League, and then you want to win the district championship. And again, Penwood is a 6A school, the largest classification. Chichester is 5A. It's the home of Billy White Shoes Johnson and John Mobley, two NFL stars back in the day. So it's Chichester with the ball, the 5'9", quick-as-a-cat sophomore, Josh Smith. Flips it to Granberry, outside, far side. Daquan, dribbling top of the key. Three ball from the left side. The pass is to Stewart, misses the shot. And here comes Penwood, and Nash just gets by Granberry, who blocks it from behind and out of bounds. Great defense there by the long, athletic Daquan Granberry, saving 2 points there. Chichester retains its one-point lead, 39-38, and Jamise Lundy-Bird back into the game for Chai.
I was just going to say about Granberry, I don't think that finger is bothering him too much, Dave. He's playing a great game.
Not that many points, but playing a well overall, very, very good game. In tight, right block, missing the shot. Johnson for Penwood, and Granberry comes back. He's at the near wing. Left of the key to Hendricks. Beautiful pass. Underneath, lay it up and in. James Hendricks underneath the basket to Jamise Lundy-Bird for two, and he's doing it all phases of the game here, Hendricks.
All phases.
Three-point lead, again, for Chichester. Patriots come back. Left wing corner, Nash for the tie. Skims the rim, no good. Johnson offensive rebound. And that sophomore getting better and better as this game and the season progresses.
Well,
he's a big force in there.
Johnson is a big force. He lacks some skills in basketball, but he's picking them up. He's young, he's big, he's bulky, and he's playing very aggressively.
He's tough under the boards, very tough.
Here's Granberry. Gets a pick to the basket. No, but a foul. Two free throws for Daquan Granberry. Personal foul is on Dez Johnson, sophomore.
Boy, they got to start making their free throws now.
He looks a lot like a former Penwood star football basketball player, Jason Johnson, who graduated a couple years ago. I just have a feeling they might be brothers. We'll see. Granberry at the line, shooting two. Front end, got it. Seven for Granberry. Averages in the 20s. And Johnson will come out of the game for Penwood along with Zach Williams. Two-point lead, Chichester, 42-40. Daquan Granberry again, 5:51 to go in the fourth quarter. Up. Wide to the right. Offensive rebound. Nope. Oh, almost taken by Chichester. Hendricks again. But it's picked up by Penwood. Here's Nash. He's bumped. And Penwood, coaching staff, wants a foul. They get a timeout, though. 5:39 to go in the fourth quarter. It's Chichester 42, Penwood 40. A one heck of a game on DelcoHoops.com.
Life isn't made for pain. Life is for living. We believe you should be free to run, free to jump, free to bike, free to work, free to play, free to live life to the fullest. This is why the experts at Rothman Institute are dedicated to providing the best orthopedic care possible. Because big or small, epic or ordinary, you deserve to spend your days truly living. We are Rothman Institute. This is living. RothmanInstitute.com.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
I did find out that Dez Johnson for Penwood is the Penwood quarterback on the football squad. And it is Penwood ball.
Foul.
And a reach and foul on Granberry of Chichester, his first team foul number four. So we have 5:39 to go in the fourth quarter. It is Penwood with the ball. They trail by two. Granberry right on Williams, bumps him. Nothing called. Right wing Isaac Williams gets it now to Kayum. Shad Kayum, top of the key, left side, underneath the basket, shot no good. Follow put back around the rim, no good. Offensive rebound by Moore, and now we have a tie-up. Possession arrow is going to go with Chichester with 5:19 to go. Two shots close to the basket would not fall for Penwood. They still trail by two.
And who was involved in that? Jimi Hendrix again.
James only has one foul. He can play aggressively.
Yeah, and he's hurting now. He hurt him, hurt something.
He'll grind it out. Stort with an off-balance shot from the right side, high off the glass.
Man, that was a flight. He needed air traffic control to come back down.
Amiri Stort, his first 2 points of the evening. Four-point lead. Chichester out of bounds. Not looking for the pass was Wilmore. Back ball, to Chichester.
That was such a good pass, but it was so hard. If you didn't know it was coming to you, you'd never get it.
Amiri Stort to inbound for Chai. Full court pressure. 14 fouls on Chichester here in the second half. Six on Penwood. 4:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Stort, crossover dribble. Still in the backcourt. Got to get it across the timeline. He does. Far side. Down low, Syed. Right block. Good. And a foul for Adam Syed. And this crowd is loving it here. Personal foul on Wilmore. Number four on him. Timeout, Clyde Jones, 4:43. Chichester calls time, 4:43 to go in the fourth quarter. The lead up to six again, 46-40. Chichester on DelcoHoops.com.
Nobody likes going to the dentist. But a clean and healthy mouth is an important part of good hygiene. Woodland Dental Associates is a complete family dental office, which offers skilled cleanings, root canals, implants, cosmetic bonding, whitening, and so many other fine dental services. They accept most insurance plans and are located conveniently on Fairview Road. Give them a call at 610-833-2660 and set up a visit. You'll be glad you did.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
4:43 to go, fourth quarter here. Chichester, it is Chai, short for Chichester, 46. And the guest from Penwood, 40. People ask me, is Chichester close to Chester? And they are very close. They border each other.
They sure
you
do.
Would say. Yep. So to the line, trying to complete the three-point play the old-fashioned way is Adam Syed for Chai, six-point lead. Can make it seven. Where's number 33? Free throw is off the glass. No good. Johnson the rebound for Penwood. So still a six-point ball game, two possession, plenty of time to go, 4:30. Near side, Kayum. Kayum, oh, I thought he shuffled that foot there. Underneath, Johnson shot is blocked, and we have a travel on Amiri Stort, who says, I didn't do that. Amiri Stort at Chichester, back to Penwood.
Well, Shad Kayum was right in his face and all but hanging on, but whatever.
And the referee's doing a good thing there.
Absolutely.
The kid got a little...
That could have won either
way. What am I going to do? And the refs gave him, you know, let him get it out of his system. Did not call the technical, which is a beautiful thing. Sometimes you have to call. They weave it around Penwood. Nash for three from the right wing. Too strong. Johnson, another rebound. Blocked from behind, but a two-shot foul. And that's going to be caught on Syed. Number four on Adam.
So you're saying Johnson was the starting quarterback for Penwood?
That's what they tell me, yeah. Des Johnson, starting quarterback for the Penwood football team.
I remember. We didn't cover Penwood this year, but I remember him having a sophomore.
I think he'd make a right tackle or left tackle also.
Misses the first free throw attempt.
Big boy.
I just go with the information I get.
No.
And I should have. And
they,
I
don't know.
Of course, I followed Penwood. Obviously. Banks it. A lot of guys trying to bank stuff. Especially from the foul line here today. So he banks it home, Dez. Chichester, 5-point lead. Johnson, three in the quarter, five for the game. And all the way to the basket is Granberry for the easy layup as they break the trap.
That was a great pass from Hendricks. Great pass.
3:52 to go in the ball game. 7-point lead. Turnover again. Chichester. Clyde Jones got into his team at halftime. They were down 26-19. Amiri Stort out high. Amiri fouled from behind. Reach in on Nash number two on Chris. Seven on Penwood here in the second half. And you make free throws here. They're in really good shape here, Chichester, to pick up another W.
What's the turnovers look like for Penwood in the second half?
And what's that?
What do the turnovers look like?
Oh, turnovers. Well, they had 12 at halftime.
Right.
For who?
For Penwood.
Oh, Penwood.
They seem to be turning over a lot. I'm sorry. Did they get that?
He made it. Yep. Amiri Stortz. He'll get another. Chichester.
Yeah, absolutely. They've turned it over seven more times.
Okay.
Biggest lead of the night for Chai.
It looks like the roles have reversed to some degree, at least in the turnover situation. Chichester's playing very well, and Penwood just turning over left
and
right.
And that's why they're winning now. They're not turning the ball over. Right.
Two free throws. Stort, 9-point lead, Chichester. Trying to go 7-3. They can pull this baby out on their first-year head coach, Clyde Jones. Johnson to the basket, layup, no good. Good defense by Granberry. Granberry the rebound. And you know how tough it is to be a first-year head coach, and he has done a tremendous job already, Clyde. He's just a winner. You know his resume.
Right.
Granberry's in trouble. Far side. Stolen by... He's an athlete.
He is an athlete.
He's an athlete. The Dez Johnson pass. He's going to go for three with a left hand. He has got it. Yeah, boy, he's got like a Jamal Wilkes type shot. You remember him.
That was Williams, right?
Yeah. That was Isaac Williams. 17 in the game for him. The lead is six. Yeah, the old Keith Wilkes. Then he went to Jamal for the Lakers. Funny looking shot. What do we have, a timeout? Timeout call by Chichester. 2:38 to go in the fourth quarter. They have the ball, Chai, and a 6-point lead. Looks good, but you never, never know. You got to make your foul shots. And we're going to take a 30-second break. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball. It never sounded so good on DelcoHoops.com.
The wonderful Innitt Swarthmore is now open and serving the Delaware County community with wonderful overnight lodging, as well as the fabulous Broad Table Tavern for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with extended meeting rooms suitable for business, weddings, and other gatherings from 2 to 150 people. Visit us today to experience the Innitt Swarthmore, right next to Swarthmore College and a proud part of downtown Swarthmore, located on Route 320. Call us for dining reservations at 610-543-7500.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Chichester with the ball following the timeout. They have a 6-point lead, 2.5 to go in quarter number four. Syed gets it out high to Jamise Lundy-Berg. And I know Coach Jones, he's going to teach these guys here, try to milk clock. We've talked about it before, Mike.
Right.
And you got to set picks. You got to be, and he forces the shot. I'm kind of surprised. And he misses it. Lundy-Berg, Johnson the rebound.
There's no reason to take that shot. That's it.
Penwood has a shot here. Out high, Isaac Williams. Left wing corner, just before the shot went up. He missed it anyway, Nash, but a kick violation on the Eagles of Chichester. 2:06 to go, fourth quarter. Coach Jones of Chichester was at Penwood for 10 years. Took him to two state finals, winning one in 2009. Boys basketball, Del Valle action. It is Penwood with the ball. Coach Jones' former team under his protege, Matt Linderman. Williams drives to the basket and a foul or a travel. Let's see what they're going to call. It's going to be a foul. It's going to be on Syed. I have him for five. Let's see if I'm right about that. So two free throws coming for number four, Isaac Williams.
You're not taking him out of the game. Of course, it's only a minute 50.
Got to make foul shots here if you're Penwood also. Yep. Free throw up, around, and goes. So Williams, that's Isaac. He's had a tremendous game. 18 for him. The lead is down to five. 1:53 to go. Chichester 50-45, 46. Williams makes both. And on the near side, a turnover. Just what I was talking about. Chai throws the ball away. 1:50 to go. It's a one-possession game. You really don't have to force the three-point shot. You can take your time here.
Penwood should drive to the basket, try to draw the fouls. You got plenty of time. You're only down four. You don't need to take threes.
Isaac Williams dribbling to the left side. There's a bump foul shooting now. That's a bump on Church, his fourth. 1-1 now. Back into the game is sophomore guard for Chichester, Josh Smith.
Especially if they're 1-1, they should definitely be driving. Because now they're in the 1-1 situation. You don't need threes here. You got a 1:46, and you're only down 4 points.
Williams, unique form, but he's a good free throw shooter, and he makes that one. The lead is down to 2, 50-48. He misses that one. Offensive rebound. It is Penwood. We're tied. The layup is good by Makai Moore. We are tied at 50-50.
No, they got a 50-49.
And on the far side, we have a travel. I thought it was a one possession game.
Well, the coaches would know. They'd be screaming to high heaven if we were wrong, if we were right.
So it's now 50-49.
Yeah, 50-49. There was a 3 point difference before the shot.
But then there was a foul shot made.
And missed.
It made it a 2 point game.
It was a 4 point game before that.
Oh, it was 4 points. Okay, yes. My bad. All right. It's Penwood ball. Ball knocked out of bounds on the near side. Penwood ball trailing by just 1 point, 50-49 here at Chichester. And they're right back in the game. And again, they don't have to rush. 17 fouls on Chichester here in the second half, 8 on Penwood. Kayum to inbound the ball. He gets it to Moore, to the basket, for two! Makai Moore again over Hendricks. It's a one-point lead for Penwood. They have come all the way back here. Hendricks in the backcourt, loses control of the ball, picks it back up across the timeline. Hendricks tripped up, no, but a foul. Two free throws for James Hendricks, keeping his composure.
Yep.
Dave, and the reason Penwood did come back, like we said a minute ago, they were down by four, but they were shooting threes. Now they're taking the ball to the hoop. They're getting fouled. They're scoring, and they're up by one. That's what they should have been doing.
Hendricks shooting two. 51-50, Penwood by one. 1:07 to go in the fourth quarter. Hendricks with the right hand. Studies. Fires. Ooh. Back of the rim, no good. He might be a little tired. I believe he's played...
That third quarter, he put out so much energy. He's got to be a little
winded. The best they can do here is tie it with a free throw made by Hendricks. Chichester. James is up. Got it. We are tied at 51. James Hendricks, first in the fourth quarter, 21 for the game. You don't want to foul if you're Penwood. Chichester. It's Nash to the basket. Too strong off the glass. No good. Rebound Chichester. Josh Smith. Smith coming back in a tie ball game. Smith to the basket. Floater. No good. Follow Smith.
Whoa.
Yes. For two. The sophomore. He has nine points. It's now a two-point lead in favor of Chichester. Pass underneath the basket. No, what a foul. Two free throws coming from Makai Moore, who has come up big here. The 6'4 senior for Penwood in the final minutes. 40.7 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Two-point lead now for Chichester. Syed ready to check back into the game. And two foul shots for Makai Moore. Makes the first. Boy, you talk about ice water in his veins.
That's a nice shot,
too. He's a senior. Shoots it with the left hand also. 53-52, one-point lead for Chichester, the Eagles, and a great Del Valle boys basketball game. Middle of the season. Up. Got it. Nothing but twine. He has 6 points in the last, 30 seconds. More for Penwood. We are tied at 53. Smith in the backcourt to Hendricks. The Granberry left side. Granberry looks to drive off the glass, and it falls in for Daquan Granberry. Two-point lead, Chichester. 28.8 seconds to go. Timeout called on the floor. Take a quick break. What a game. down to the final. 28.8 to go in regulation in this boys' basketball affair. Chichester by 2 points. Penwood with the ball. DelcoHoops.com.
Sports Legends Museum of Delaware County is pleased to announce their commemoration of the 100th birthday of Delco's greatest baseball player, Mickey Vernon. The museum will commemorate his centennial year by offering 12 video clips and 12 sports cards, one each month starting in January, on their website. Simply click on their ad on our homepage or go to sportslegendsofdelawarecounty.com. For more information, call 610-909-4919.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
28.8 seconds to go in regulation, fourth quarter. Hey, Dave. Chichester 55 and Penwood 53.
Dave, were you a little surprised at Granberry taking that shot with 28 seconds to go?
No, he can score against anybody.
Yeah, I thought he might hold it out for a little bit.
Well, I was thinking Penwood the same thing. They forced their shot a little different way. Granberry had a mismatch, laid it in.
Okay.
Take your chances. You got one of the top scorers in the state of Pennsylvania,
right?
Daquan Granberry, even playing with the injured shooting hand, doing very well out there today. You talk about gutting it out. So Penwood with the ball. A two will tie it. A three gives him the lead. Near side in front of us, Isaac Williams. Top of the key, Kyan to the basket. Uh-oh, three ball, right wing corner. It's short, and the rebound is taken by Amiri Stort, fouled in the backcourt. Wide open three ball was short. And now with 11.7 seconds to go, Chichester to the line, shooting 1-1. Foul on Nash, number 3. I was blocked off to see who took that shot for Penwood, but it was a good look.
Yep.
But just off.
I think it was Isaac Williams.
Front end.
Oh.
Two shots? Wait a
minute. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So they had... All right, so it is two shots. It was eight up there. Then they put their one short. So now it's still a one-possession game. Up. He's got it. So a chance to tie here for Penwood in the last 10 seconds. Stort with a foul shot. Timeout, Coach Linderman. Keep it here. 11.7 seconds to go, fourth quarter. It is Penwood with the ball, trailing 56-53 after one quarter. We were tied at 12. Halftime, it was Penwood 26, Chichester 19. And then Chai went on a 15-0 run in the third quarter, take a lead as many as 11.
Yeah, James Hendricks went crazy.
Yeah, Hendricks went nuts. He had 13 of his 21 points in the third. Mm-hmm. It was still close ball game after three, 39-36, as Penwood rallied late in the third. And now we're down to this.
Well, this is what you hope for. I mean, this is going to be a great 12-second finish.
Our next broadcast on DelcoHoops.com. First look, first trip to Sun Valley's gym.
Yep.
I don't know if you've ever in
nope,
6 years.
Nope, we never broadcast Sun Valley.
Sun Valley and Octorara, a Chesmont League battle. Sun Valley is located in Aston, Delaware County,
yeah.
And Octorara, Chester County. So that should be a very intense ball game. And Sun Valley trying to have their first winning season in many, many, many years, at least since the early 2000s.
People are calling around. We're starting to get listeners growing into our broadcast. People are calling, we got a close game. Here we go.
10 seconds ago, Penwood comes back. They weave it around the Nash. Johnson between this. A wide open for three for the tie. Back of the rim, no good, and that's going to be the ball game. A good look there by Makai Moore. Wide open, right of the key, and he missed it. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. And he had a great look, Pete.
He had a wide open look. No one near him, actually.
Yep.
He even started dribbling the ball and set up a shot. A great shot, and it just went off the rim.
Chichester wins it 56-53. Chai is now 7-3 under first year head coach Clyde Jones. And Penwood falls to 5-5 under Matt Linderman, doing a great job in his second year under the program, and both coaches are going to be shaking each other's hands. Of course, Matt coached many years under Clyde. This will be, and Coach Lewis, obviously very happy. They all know each other. It's a beautiful thing. Great sportsmanship. We'll be back to wrap it up. Chichester wins at 56-53. Boys basketball never sounded so good. Thank you, Sports Legends of Delaware County Museum on DelcoHoops.com.
Life isn't made for pain. Life is for living. You should be free to run, to jump, to bike, to hike, to work, to play. This is why the experts at Rothman Institute are getting you back in the game. As the official orthopedic partner of the Eagles, Flyers, Phillies, and 76ers. Because big or small, epic or ordinary, you deserve to spend your days truly living. We are Rothman Institute. This is living. RothmanInstitute.com.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Another great ball game we had here tonight. It started actually early this afternoon in Booth Wynn, Chichester High School, the home team. The Chichester Eagles improved to 7-3, beating DelVal rival Penwood by a score of 56-53. Penwood drops to 5-5. Running down the scoring, Josh Smith, 5'9 sophomore for Chi with 9. Amiri Stort, 6'1 sophomore for Chichester with 5. James Lundy Bird, another underclassman, 5'10 junior with 4. Grizzled senior, 6'1 senior James Hendricks with 21, 13 of those in an incredible third quarter. Daquan Granberry, another grizzled veteran, a senior, 6'5. He scored 11 with did not start, came into the game, rebounded, played good defense, scored 11 big points with that broken finger on his shooting hand. Adam Syed, workhorse, underneath a total of 6 points. Adam is a 6'4 senior. Total of 56 for Chichester. Penwood, they get 3 points from 6'1 junior Shad Kayam, 15 from senior Chris Nash, 20 from Isaac Williams, 6'2 senior. Great job by Isaac tonight in a losing effort. 8 points for Makai Moore, a 6'4 senior. 2 points for Zach Williams. He is a junior. And the 6'3 sophomore, bright future for him, not only in football as the quarterback for Penwood, but basketball, Dez Johnson, 5 points for him. So Chichester wins it, 56-53.
Yeah, let's go over some things here, Dave. One of the main reasons, obviously, with the Chichester Eagles came back in the second half was the play of James Hendricks. We said, what an outstanding third quarter, especially. But if we look at the whole thing, in the first half, the Chichester Eagles had 12 turnovers. They only had 5 in the second half, and that's a big difference. You turn the ball over less, you have a bigger chance to win. And in the second half, the Patriots, on the other hand, did the opposite. They turned the ball over 7 more times than they did in the first half. So that's the main difference there. But let's go over some of the defensive rebounds. I have the Patriots with 27 total rebounds. 3 for Shad Kem, Chris Nash with 3, Isaac Williams 2, 6 Makai Moore, Amir Wilmore with 4, Zach Williams with 3, and Dez Johnson, a strong 6 rebounds, including 3 off the offensive glass. For the Chichester Eagles, the Josh Smith, 5 rebounds, 2 of them offensively. Amir Stewart, 2 rebounds. James Hendricks, 10 rebounds defensively, 2 offensively. A 12-rebound game by James Hendricks. Daquan Granberry, 6 rebounds. And Adam Shea with 3 rebounds for a total of 27 rebounds.
That's pretty good. I mean, it was a good game. I mean, it was one of the better games we've done so far this year, that's for sure.
Excellent game. And you got to say that the turning point was the third quarter. The Chichester came out hot. They scored, I think, 8 or 9 points in the first minute and a half. James Hendricks doing most of the scoring and Granberry contributing. That was the difference in the game.
All right. Well, let's call tonight, Dave. Next week we're going to be at Sun Valley to see
Octorera. From At Glen Park.
People say octopus, but no, it's Octorera.
Right off Route 41.
And that we believe, is 7 o'clock or 7:15 start. But check back on the website. We'll have articles on this game tomorrow, plus maybe some photos. And, of course, all the other games throughout Delaware County. So check us out, and we'll see you in a few days.
I'll sign out here by saying, once again, the final score, boys basketball from the DelVal, Chichester 56, Penwood 53 on DelcoHoops.com.
This internet broadcast has been a production of DelcoHoops.com. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.